You guys remember a couple of weeks ago, there was a story circulating, and it's a true story, that there, one of Elvis's jets, and not the Lisa Marie that sat across from
Graceland
forever, but a jet that he owned, because Elvis owned more than one jet, was like in the desert, mm-hmm. just sitting there for decades, right? You remember that story?
Yeah.
And someone bought it.
Yeah, I saw the story. What was it? This past weekend, a couple of weeks ago. What the guy's doing with the,
right.
with the jet.
So he's a YouTuber, Jimmy's World. It's his channel. And he bought the old private jet. And instead of turning it into, what we had first heard and read was that, and this is a cool idea too, that he was going to turn it into an Airbnb.
That would have been cool.
That would have been booked
every day. Like one of those,
what
do they call those, mini spaces?
Yeah, that Something would have been like that? Booked every day. Mm-hmm. I would have wanted to stay there just to say I'd stayed there one night. Anyway, he's turning it into an RV.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
Me either. How do you take the body of something and then add? Seems more expensive to turn it into an RV.
Yeah.
I've seen that before.
Oh.
And I don't remember. It's a TV show a long, long, long time ago where someone had done that, and it would freak people out because it would come down the road and you would think it was a jet on the street, even though it was just
crazy.
A small part of the fuselage. That,
he's going to make it cooler, honestly, and it'll probably tour. If it's a real working RV, he does say that he plans to share it with everybody. Share it with everybody, fans.
And that's good, but that means the inside better look like the way Elvis left it.
I know.
Because I don't want to see just a regular traveling RV.
Right.
I want
it to look like like the Jungle Room on wheels or something.
There you go.
Right. But can you please bring it to all the college tailgates?
See, that would be cool.
It's going to be a moneymaker if it's done right. Seems to me, if he doesn't have his own money backing it, he'll get investors. I mean, you know, it's just a crazy cool idea. And you can do a lot with small spaces. We know that now. Mm-hmm. There are people who take old buses and transform mm-hmm. them into little apartment living spaces and things like that. It's crazy. We're going to continue to follow the story. And once we start to see more and hear more about it, we'll share it with you. No name for the jet yet either, mm-hmm. but you got to name it something, right?
Yeah.
Elvis is cooler than ever.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider at 6:20, and next, Sam is the food dude.
I'll let you know which burger chain is making their burgers bigger.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Powered by State Farm.
Crystal Burger. Yes, one of Sam's favorites. they are now they're rolling out a larger hamburger to try test market this, and if it works, they're going to send it to all their stores. They're calling it the Big Burger right now.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a real name for it.
But isn't the point of a Crystal Burger that it is small?
Thank you very much, Murphy.
Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm going with this.
Okay.
You stick with what, you know,
you stick with
what brought you to the party.
What brought you to the party.
Yeah.
Somebody new coming into the company going, I got an idea. It needs to be heard.
Crystal and White Castle, that's what they do.
They do sliders.
They do little burgers.
And if you want a bigger portion, you order like three or something.
Yeah,
right?
You get a four-pack with fries and a
four
drink.
Packs.
Not that I've ever ordered there.
Of course not.
The big burger that they're going to do is a quarter pounder. Got pickles, cheese, a tangy burger sauce on a potato bun. You can get it single, double, or triple.
Okay.
Right now, it's called the Big Burger. They're waiting for fans to like give us a better name, and when we roll it out nationally, we'll have the better name.
Maybe it's a way to get us talking about it.
Yeah, well, here's my suggestion for the name. Don't Roll This Out Burger.
Cool.
Or Crystal. Double Steak Grilled Cheese Burrito is back at Taco Bell for a limited time, if you're into that one.
I didn't know of
it's a burrito with all the stuff on it, and then they put cheese on the outside, and they grill it, so it kind of like makes it a grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah, that's the best.
Yeah.
That little accidental, I didn't mean to grill it cheese.
Yes, the crunchy cheese.
So true.
Dunkachino, you may have heard, if you're a big Dunkin' fan, you've probably heard this past year that Dunkachino was going away.
Mm.
Not Al Pacino, Dunkachino. Dunkin' has now come out and said, yeah, we're retiring the Dunkachino. It's a mix between coffee and hot chocolate. It's been around since 2000, but it's going away now.
Okay. I wasn't aware of it, but I'm not the biggest Dunkin'.
And
just regular coffee is what I get when I do that.
Dairy Queen's got a new dipped cone, the churro dipped cone. You know, regular cone, vanilla ice cream, and they dip it in a coating with a sprinkle cinnamon and sugar on top of it after.
Wow.
Murphy,
okay.
That sounds like you.
You think so?
Yes, yeah. 100%.
Churro is my thing.
It is, one of them.
Coming up next,
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson together again.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by eBay.
Hollywood's favorite bromance, well, my favorite bromance, is Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. Remember, they first teamed up. Well, they've teamed up probably in their backyard together for a long time, but they teamed up on the big screen in True Detective.
Do you wonder ever, you're a bad man?
That first season?
Well, yeah. Nate's bad man.
They were great together.
They made that show.
Oh, my gosh. And they're both so good. We all know Matthew McConaughey. I don't know if you've ever experienced the dramatic work of Woody Harrelson. He's so good.
Yeah, he is.
He's not just what's his name from Cheers, Woody. He is so good dramatically. Mm-hmm. They're teaming up together, but this is comedy. They're going to do this Apple TV comedy series where they sort of play a form of themselves, which is weird to me. Their families are going to try to live on the McConaughey ranch and see if we can all get together, which means they and remain friends, which means they've probably already filmed a ton of it.
Oh, yeah.
10 episodes. Oh. There's no release date yet, but man, that's going to be the show to watch. Maddie and Woody just hanging out on a ranch with the family. I hope it's funny and I hope it's good. Once we have the title and the date, we will let you know.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Your comments from our Facebook and Instagram.
Jody, got one for you. It's a personal question about your body.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Jody, I have a message for you from our Facebook page.
Okay, same.
From well, okay, you have to tell me how to say your name, Michelle. You know, it's spelled M-E-C-H.
Oh, Michelle.
So it could be Michelle spelled differently or Michelle.
I like Michelle.
Okay, Michelle. Jody, I heard the show and caught a bit about the medicine you take for bone strength. Could I get the name of it? I have osteopenia, and I want to ask my doctor if this would be good for me.
Oh, okay. What I have been given is called Reclast. Now, I don't remember. Yeah, it's an infusion.
R-E-C-L-A-S-T?
Yes, but I don't know. Murphy's the pharmacist. I don't know if that's the drug name or the, you know, fancy schmancy market it up and sell it name.
I mean, Reclast sounds like a brand name to me, but that's the infusion?
Okay. Yeah, that's the infusion. There are several drugs for bone, building bone for women with osteopenia and osteoporosis. And my whatever recent surprise diagnosis that I needed to build some bone because I'm way too young for this much bone loss that they found. That's what she came up with. My doctor was that, you know, Reclast. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm taking. Sounds like a brand name. Mm-hmm. I don't know the real drug name.
Ask your doctor before taking Reclast.
That's right. Thank you, Michelle. We love hearing from
you. Side effects include.
Yeah. And then that goes on for 90 seconds.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know what the side effects are. Well, I was told one of them that is possible, which is something to do with your jaw.
Oh.
Yeah. And that, it's bone. No, not exactly. But it's not likely. It's only possible.
Hmm. We'll have to see if there's a TV commercial, because usually TV commercials for prescription drugs are all about the side effects.
It's the worst.
All the people dance around the whole family under the tree.
Yeah.
La, 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 la. I know. Do you remember the first one you ever saw like that?
Yeah.
I remember with clarity the first time I saw a commercial like that that had 30 seconds of side effects, and I thought it was a joke.
Well, yeah, especially when you think about it. This person's smiling when there's a chance they'll be in the bathroom that long.
For 4 hours? Anyway, thank you for reaching out. We love hearing from
Michelle,
you.
Hey, Michelle, I hope that helps.
Keep it coming anytime, or you can join us, 877-310-4MSJ.
Up next, Jody's Three Things to Know Today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, the State Department saying that collision between a Russian jet and an American drone was unintentional. And they're saying, look, this was serious incompetence by the Russian pilot.
So what are we going to do?
Maybe nothing. They say the drone fell into deep waters. Officials may not even try to fish it out, because what for? Oh. And they're stressing that this is, you know, the U.S. is not seeking any conflict with Russia.
That's weird.
That
smells fishy, because we were ready to go to war a day ago.
It is weird. We'll keep watching it. Number two, speaking of the feds, they dropped, and it was, you know, announced this week, writing a check for $2.5 billion for more EV charging stations across the country, electric vehicles, so that someone in the years to come can drive cross-country without running out of juice. Their plan is to build 500,000 chargers over the next 5 years, focusing on towns and spots along the highway where there's not any electric vehicle stations.
And those chargers only work on vehicles. I mean, I can't go and hook a TV up to it and sit there and tailgate.
Unless you want to be arrested or something. And number three, America has a most popular favorite dog breed right now. And for the first time in years, in 31 years, it's not the lab.
What is it?
Lab retriever. Although labs are almost human, right?
Yeah.
Right now, the current most popular breed, French bulldog. Living in smaller homes. They say French bulldogs don't eat as much.
And you can travel with those. Put them in a purse. Carry them around.
Labs are so great, though.
Three things to know today.
Sam, I love that text that you sent Murphy and I, that picture yesterday afternoon after your procedure.
Oh, the delicious hamburger picture.
Burger and fries.
Yeah. I told you I had to have a greasy burger.
How was it?
Oh, it was
after
great.
Fasting?
It was actually the burger was delicious. You're asking how the procedure was or the burger?
The burger.
Both.
Burger was
after
awesome.
After having fasted.
Oh, it was bacon burger with cheese. Oh, it was good.
Okay.
Like grilled onions and mushrooms.
And how was the procedure?
Procedure was the most uneventful one I've had yet.
Aww.
You know, different parts of my body I've had procedures on, but this was the colonoscopy was the easiest thing ever.
Yeah.
Hardest thing was the stick, really.
Oh, how did that go?
I told her I don't. Yeah. I told her I didn't like my hand, so she stuck it a little up my arm.
Good.
And when they rolled me into the room for the procedure, Murphy, you'll. It was propofol, and so she goes, okay, here, we're just going to put a little in right now to get you at ease before the doctor gets here. And when he gets here, we're going to take care of put the rest in, and you'll... Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay. I said, what is this? She says, propofol. I said, oh, okay.
That was it. Yeah.
So whatever the little bit was, that shut me up real quick.
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, I'm waking up, and it's like, oh... And instantly I think, I guess it happened because I'm back here now.
Right. And do you know how long you were back there?
She said when we
how
walked
long
in,
they were?
When we walked in the room, she said it was 21 after. And when they brought me back to recovery, it was 45 after. So it was 20 something minutes.
Wow.
And I was out of there 10 minutes later.
Yes.
So how are you doing? I'm fine. So I got dressed, got me a Diet Coke.
Nice.
Two Diet Cokes, actually.
Yeah,
keep them coming.
Yeah.
When they say, here's a little something for you, I'm going to give it to you, and you're like, okay, great, and then you don't remember anything, do you think they take bets with each other about who's going to fall hard and who's not?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they look and say, well, this guy's 6'1", he's kind of large, he's probably going to take a little more.
Right.
Yeah.
I would think that it would be interesting in their line of work to predict, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone is different, so it is a predicting sort of game back there. Not that they're playing games with us, but we all find ways to make work fun, right?
Yeah. And if you're wondering how it turned out, apparently everything was good.
He
took one polyp out and sent it off to the lab for checking. So
you know how that works.
Yeah.
I do not know how that works. What does that mean? You'll hear back soon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That it was fine?
There's always some polyp being removed from one of those.
Yeah. And see you in 3 years. That's what he told me.
Yay. Come on in. You can join us anytime, 877-310-4MSJ.
Hi, Michelle.
I love you guys so much.
We love you back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was calling because recently we have learned about this tool that reminded me of your pawpaw because I think it would be really cool. It's a website that you can buy a book, and then it's called Storyworth, and you purchase a book. It allows somebody that you know to write a book about their life.
Oh, wow.
But they prompt with questions every week.
Uh-huh.
So you would have to probably do that for him.
Sure.
So they would say, what is your favorite vacation? Or what is your earliest memory as a child? And you get to choose the questions. You can choose them for him.
And so how long does it go on? Does it go on for a year? Does it go on for 6 months?
Yes. It's a year or longer. My mom's taking longer on hers, but at the end of it, you get a printed book and you can upload photos.
Oh.
You can do any of those things, and it's amazing. My father-in-law did it, and it was just an incredible gift, and he ended up giving everybody in the family one for Christmas after he was completed. So I thought that would be...
That's lovely.
Just something fun and different because, I mean, he has so many memories to share, and I love your stories about him. So
he does. Thank you for that. Okay, well, thank you for that. I'm going to look into it and get the family in on it, too. Because what will happen is if I do this on my own, it'll be like, Jody, why are we asking him questions? Like, yeah, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Okay, thank you for this.
You're very welcome. I love you guys. You guys are all amazing. I start my day with you every day. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Call us anytime. I mean it.
I will do it.
That really is one of the best gifts that you can give. My grandmother did it with a cookbook, but I know that she started to write her story. She never did commit the whole thing, unfortunately, but it's there are at least a few pages there where there are stories that can live on because she wrote them. She wrote them all down.
That's good.
Yeah, this sounds like a more complete thing. So thank you. It's called Story Worth. Thank you, Michelle. 877-310-4MSJ.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by eBay.
Director Quentin Tarantino, who usually makes an appearance in his movies.
Oh, yeah, he does.
And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
What do they call it?
They call it a Royale with cheese.
Oh, man. Do you remember when Quentin did that move, made that move? John Travolta was not working anymore in Hollywood. And Quentin Tarantino was such a mad Travolta fan. He wanted to cast him badly. And Travolta, I think, credits him with bringing him back
into
Hollywood. So Quentin Tarantino, when he began, he's a number one, first and foremost, he's a fan of movies. And so he's living his dream making movies. He said he would make 10, and that was it.
Really?
That's what he said.
Originally, it was 8. And then when he hit 8, he was like,
make 10. So his 9th movie was the most recent Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I'm Rick Dalton. It's my pleasure.
Dreamcast, right? You got Brad Pitt. You got Leonardo DiCaprio, Margot Robbie in that movie. So he's working on his final, his 10th movie called The Movie Critic. Set in the late 70s LA with a female lead. It's supposed
to. He loves that time period.
He does. It's supposedly about famed movie critic Pauline Kael, who died in 2001. And he says, look, the reason for 10 movies is most directors, the last movies they make are the most horrible of their catalog. We'll see.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
How to deal with slow drivers, especially if they're a member of your family. You ever ride in a car as a passenger with someone who you don't think is driving fast enough?
Fast enough?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Sam, is this because you rode with your son Sam the other day?
Yes.
He was driving slowly?
Yes.
Isn't that what you want from your son?
Not if you're Sam and impatient.
You don't want your children to be speed demons, you know?
Yes. You want everybody to be safe and you know, that. It's just that I don't know. I mean, maybe it's me and I'm just super impatient.
You are.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's okay.
But, you know, there's a light that we went to, and I know this light, and this light is if you don't dilly-dally, you can make the light, but if you dilly-dally, you don't. And he dilly-dallied, and the whole time, you know, I'm sitting there in the seat doing that thing where you push the car forward, like, come on, we can make the light, and I don't want to say anything, like, you know, if you just step on the gas, we'll make the light, and there was a couple other times where we hit lights, or we were just like, putt, and I couldn't see exactly how fast he was driving, it's just everybody was passing us.
And you didn't say anything?
No.
That's what must be horrible.
I save
about
it so I can tell everybody here.
Indirectly address it.
Yes. And I didn't want to. And the thing is, every time he would start talking to me, it's like, I could feel it slowing down. Aww. And he would talk.
Oh, is that? He's one of those where, like, if he's on the phone or talking to a person,
Everyone does that, though. Like, if you're on the phone.
But even there were times where we were just driving and it was just like, I'm glad I don't ride with him on a permanent basis.
Do you think he was going more slowly because he was driving his dad?
Don't know. Could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I should have asked, is this how you, but again, you know, is this how slow you usually drive?
Yes. The way you ask the question
exactly.
is everything.
It's not a question. Yeah. It's an insult.
This is an example of you, Sam, the conflict that is you. inside of you, because we know how very impatient you are, mm-hmm. yet you also are non-confrontational. So all of your impatience just festers internally. Yeah. You never get it out.
Yeah.
Well, here you did.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, you're going to be hearing a lot about this. The Biden administration apparently has demanded that TikTok's owners divest their stakes in the app or face a possible U.S. ban. It's the most dramatic move that the Biden administration has made. And of course, there are 100 plus million TikTok users in the United States. Yeah. They're worried about data mining, you know, so we'll see what happens. Donald Trump tried to do this in 2020, and it was blocked in U.S. courts.
And
so
they
now
can
the
probably
Biden administration
change the ownership with a technicality and make everybody happy. But it's still going to be what it is.
You think they can make everybody happy? Yeah. I don't know. The TikTok CEO is expected in U.S. court next week to talk about this. Number two, there's a giant seaweed blob moving toward the Gulf Coast. And if it reaches the Florida beaches, a lot of problems. It's 5,000 miles wide, this blob. And they say the smell of it is like similar to the smell of rotting fish. And it needs to be cleaned up. We don't want it on the shores because it actually could suffocate wildlife.
Yeah.
And it definitely hurt tourism.
Too, yeah.
And number three, Aaron Rodgers intends, he says, to move and play for the New York Jets.
Okay.
After being with the Packers for 18 years.
I guess he's got to work things out with the Packers.
He does. There's contractual stuff to work out and money to work out. The word is, though, he will be taking his number 12 and be wearing a number 12 Jets jersey in the future.
Three things for you to know today.
We now know that this week it was announced, and it's coming for all of us, AI. It was announced by Google that they are adding new AI features to their workspace. So it'll be, in Gmail and Google Docs first.
To start with, yeah.
And then it will make its way to Slides. I didn't know about Slides. Sheets, Meet, and Chat.
Yeah.
Which means anything where you might be called to communicate with someone, you can have AI help.
I saw the online demonstration of the Slides one.
Mm-hmm.
Slides is like a PowerPoint.
Sure, it's what it sounds like. Mm-hmm.
And the guy, it's like you will be able to type in, do this, and it will make your PowerPoint or your slide presentation. It'll make all the slides for you.
Okay. Do you like that idea, Sam?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I would like it if I get stuck. Because there are times when you sit down to start writing something and it's like, how do I start?
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, good prompt.
AI can help me get started. Okay. I can use some of the points maybe and do it that way. But AI is not Sam.
Right.
Sam's got a certain sense of humor. Not that that's the be-all, end-all, but Sam's got a certain way of typing and talking. You know that when you get an email or a text from me.
It's 100%.
It's Sam.
Yes.
And this is going to be like, I'm assuming AI has no sense of humor.
I know it doesn't. Murphy?
So I don't know that it's intended to be unproofed. It's a starting point.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And, you know, I love making things personal, and I certainly would refine those things. Mm-hmm. But if you look at it from the standpoint of somebody who is a small business owner who doesn't have a lot of employees and needs help, something an assistant would do.
Right.
You know, you as a business owner, you would have an employee draft something for you to then present to somebody else. To me, AI is no different than that.
Yeah.
You just have to proof it and give it your final stamp of approval, because unfortunately, in the busy world, not every single thing is worth you
putting
starting
your hands
it out on yourself, your
hands
yourself. Nobody can run a business that way.
Right.
So I think that's what the point is for both this in Microsoft and in Google.
Listen to both of you. Both of you made really good points here, and I needed to hear that.
AI is definitely not as funny as Sam, though.
No way. Yeah. But I needed to hear that because, you know, you know what my thought is on it.
What?
It's like, I don't want that. I want real. I can type.
And plus, kids will never have to read another book because their book report can be done by AI.
And not having to read another book cheats them.
I think the schools are already on that one.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider at 8:20. And next, Sam has music news.
Yeah, Adele in Vegas. If those tickets sold out before you could get yours, well, I got some good news for you.
Sam's got music news.
Powered by AutoZone.
I got some good news and bad news for Adele fans. The bad news is her Vegas residency is ending March 25th. Like a week and a half away.
a lot of good.
Good news is they're already talking about adding on to it.
Good.
Apparently Adele is looking at different dates even this year to start adding on to it. They're saying that the arena that she's in at Caesars, she could come back in August through the first week of November because those dates are open. But they said she could also come back as soon as June because in between Jerry Seinfeld and Garth Brooks dates.
Right.
When I heard Jerry Seinfeld and Garth Brooks, I was like, wow, let's just stay there the whole month for all of that
stuff.
Are you
kidding?
Yeah.
Keith Urban is playing Vegas on and off this year, too. Stop it.
Let you know if she does actually pin that one and start up again. There is a new musical documentary coming out called Love to Love You, Donna Summer. This is going to be, it's co-directed by one of her daughters. It's going to involve her three daughters and her husband.
Nice.
And obviously folks in the music business. It's going to start back in Boston when she grew up singing in the gospel in the church.
Sure. Okay.
They are promising all the good and all the bad, home movies, all that stuff. And we'll learn things like, did you know that in the song Bad Girls,
beep, beep.
She's the one who added the beep beeps. She said, if we're talking about bad girls, you know, bad girls are on the corner and cars are driving by going, beep, beep, hey.
Okay.
So that was her idea to add the beep beeps.
Cute. It was right.
Yeah.
It was correct.
Really bad girls. Hey, and Willie Nelson is headed out on tour.
On the road again.
The Outlaw Music Festival, his Outlaw Music Festival. He's bringing it around June through August this summer. 16 different dates. Got some big names joining him on the tour. We got Robert Plant, Alison Krauss.
Wow.
Now, these folks are all going to be on certain days, not the whole tour. The Avett Brothers will be there, Nathaniel Ratliff, and we're going to get some CCR with John Fogerty. So that's really cool. Tickets will be going on sale this Friday. The first show is June 23rd, last one August 13th. And by the way, on this tour, Willie will not be like the Stones in 71 or 72 years old. Willie will be 90 years old on this tour.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by eBay.
You may see this story floating around today. We'll explain it. Ryan Reynolds just made a bunch of cash because T-Mobile bought his wireless company called Mint Mobile for $1.35 billion. Ryan Reynolds was also part of the announcement.
Well, Ryan, we are so happy to have you and the whole Mint team join the T-Mobile family.
Well, I wouldn't call it a family, Mike. Now, family's a place for misdirected hopes and dreams. I'm hoping this will be much better than that.
He's going to, by the way, continue serving in a creative role, which means he'll be in the commercials.
Yeah,
for the company.
He's always in the Mint commercials.
He controlled about 25% of this of the you know, shares and stocks of the company. So I mean,
so he gets 25% of $1.3 billion. Still a good haul.
$400 million, something like that. Okay. Also have Prince Harry news. The word is, I'm glad he's doing this. He's reportedly accepted King Charles's invitation to the May crowning, the coronation. He is apparently going to show up, Prince Harry.
With or without Meghan?
Alone.
Alone? Oh, okay.
Without Meghan Markle is the word right now. It's only March, though. Things could change. Plans could change.
Yeah.
I don't see why she needs to be there. I mean, just to keep, they've stirred up so much.
Yeah. Might be better to not go.
Let just blood show up, right? That's the plan. I don't know if this has ever happened to you when you're waiting for a package.
It never comes? Yeah.
Well, I got... Murphy knows what I'm about to tell you. I know it's not... You know, it's bound to happen to all of us. I'm expecting a package. I got the notification that it arrived today. I was excited to see that. I get home. It's nowhere to be found. And Phoebe checked the mail. It wasn't at the front door. I even... went to the mailbox again. Murphy went to the mailbox again.
Was there a picture sent?
No.
Oh.
There was not a picture sent, and it was not an Amazon. It was a postal service situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, apparently this happens. Apparently you'll get notifications that packages are there that are not there yet.
Or it's been delivered somewhere else.
Well, I know.
Down the street.
I have all of our neighbors, most of our neighbors' contact info. Mm-hmm. And so I'm about to, if it's not there today, because I'm giving it one day's, because this happened to Phoebe 2 days ago.
Yeah, it did. Have you checked the dog beds for any of this?
That's so funny.
We do have one that loves to chew.
When this happens, in my neighborhood. We have neighborhood Facebook group. Oh. Somebody always posts, hey, I got had this. Package. It says it was delivered. So if anybody sees it, let me know. And it usually always works out.
Well, here's the reason I didn't want to group text the neighbors about my little package.
Oh, it's a personal thing.
No, it's a necklace.
Oh.
Anyway, but it's because a day ago, I did the same thing for Phoebe. She couldn't find her package. She got a notification that it was delivered. And so she was all over me about it because it's something she really wanted.
You sent text messages to our neighbors?
She asked me. She said, I don't want to go knock on their doors. Can you ask our neighbors? So I just did a group text with our neighbor to the right, our neighbor to the left, and Mimi. But and they were all like, no, I don't have it here. Don't have it here. And so I felt silly for I said, thank you all. And then the next day, Phoebe got her package.
Oh, okay.
So it does happen that you'll get the notification and then 24 hours later, you'll get it.
I have had this happen before, too, to me, okay, Jody, Sam, with the Postal Service. Just called your post office, the one that usually delivers your stuff.
Okay.
And they'll put a trace on it and look on it and they'll check their records to see, oh, we have it or no, actually, no, it's about to go out.
Okay. Then I've got my
work. They got all the answers.
Cut out this afternoon. Yay.